Beach, Florida. This is the Power Hour. Welcome. Okay, hello, everybody, and happy Saturday to you. Happy Saturday to the Power Hour. This is episode or session 279. Can you believe it? 279 Power Hours. Now, after this hour, going to be under the bridge. That's a lot. More than 5 years, 5.5 years. Maybe getting closer to 6 years. We've done every Saturday. It wasn't a holiday or if someone wasn't sick. And we've done an enormous number of topics. So there is Wings credit available for this. I'll describe all that in a second. The idea here is the best thing to do, I should say, is to pay attention to the chat. Because anything that I say that needs a link or anything like an offer, Wings credit, whatever it's going to be, is going to be in the chat. So that will happen near the end of the show. And then you have to put your email into there because we collect all that. And we ship it directly to the FAA in a spreadsheet, so we don't have to do this individually. We cannot process individual requests. So if you say something like, here's my email and my name, it won't get done. So put it as part of that chat. It'll happen like 5 minutes before the hour, near the end of the show, okay? So that's the main thing. Okay, and wow, rain today, but today is not today. What? So as you hear this, we're probably on an airplane on my way to San Francisco area because we have a class coming up on Monday. So the only time for me, best time for me to travel is on Saturday. Like, so my flight should have been 8:50 a.m. arriving Phoenix, and then a Phoenix flight to San Jose. That's where I'm going. And I'll be there for 2 weeks about, maybe a little longer, but approximately 2 weeks. I have a CFI initial and a double I class to do. So that's going to be interesting, as they say in the South. Weather here is changing a little bit. It's starting to get a little warmer. So, and also in the Bay Area, it's getting better. But it's going to be really hot when I'm there, like 92 degrees. What the heck is up with that? Anyway, it's in the 80s here, so that's okay. All right, and then we're working on a bunch of stuff. I'm completing, I hope that I'm going to complete the entire commercial pilot airplane single engine land smart study pro audio, a little bit of audio video stuff that's built to be done as you're in your car. Describe more about that. Let's look at the format of the show. Let's stop talking about that and get on with it. So I am not live, although I feel like I'm live, but I'll check in if I can via Zoom or something on the airplane, but I won't be able to say much, if anything. So here's today's show. We're going to have a live show, or kind of live show. It's going to be live for you. First hour, it has Wings credit, okay? And then open mic, second hour to the end of time. So last time we had open mic after the show, that which you can talk about anything. You can discuss things. You can ask clarity questions about things. All the mics will be opened up. And usually there's around 500 or so of you in the room. And then usually 250 or so stay for the after show. Dwindle down to about 60 or 40 near the end. We went on from 1 o'clock. So right after the show until 5, so 4 hours of after show. Now, if I'm not moderating it, I don't know, maybe it might go lower, but I'll pick someone. Nick will pick someone to help out with that. And there's usually a lot of people stay for a long time. So some people turn the stuff on at their house and listen to it all day long. It's all right. All right, let's that's going to happen. And then the other thing we have is just monitor the chat, because that's where you're going to get Wings credit. Okay, it's going to be in there at the end of the show. All right, well, if you're new here, welcome. Hello. So there's several of you who have been in here, which I know, for nearly 5.5 years. So when we had 12 people, 8 at first, the first one was 8, then we had 12, and then we stuck at 40 for then 80 for a while, and then kind of busted loose with 500 or so. All right, so we're going to talk, this comes under the title of assessment, okay? So assessments say deciding what someone knows, right? Deciding it or can do. It's a skill or knowledge assessment. And that's what we're going to be on about today. And the title is going to be, Are They Ready? How to Assess Performance Like a DPE. So I'm going to show you how to do that. I was one of those people for 11 years. I tested all ratings, airplane-wise, I was authorized for everything, including initial CFI, including all the CFI additional ratings, reinstatements, and ATP multi-engine. So I did about 3,000 flight tests for the FAA, and I think I got a pretty good handle on evaluating people, their skill and their knowledge. And I'm going to give you some of what they gave us from Oklahoma City and currently teach in terms of how we can assess performance, because this is radically different than teaching. In fact, there's a propensity for us to teach on a test. That because we are on the side of the student, we like the student. We're sort of a biased, right? So I'm going to show you some things about that. Okay, so let's get that underway.
Miami Beach, Florida. This is the Power Hour. Welcome.